pro-family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin, Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 31st day of January, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, Gerald Celente was interviewed by Alex Jones. You can see the interview at Alex's website, Prison Planet. I urge you to consider watching the interview. Very well done. I'm reading a book. It's available on Kindle. The title of it is Oh Shoot. And I'm spelling, being polite here. Shoot, spelling S-H exclamation point T. Book number one by Michael Kay, K-A-Y-E. It's a novel about an apocalyptic economic collapse. It looks like where you're reading today's headlines, quite frankly. A very well done book, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We got some interesting Earth Change headlines at standadeo.com, but I also want to mention an article written by Judge Andrew Napolitano titled A Sorry State of the Union. It's posted at WorldNet Daily. At standeo.com, there's a series of storms coming across the Atlantic Ocean towards Great Britain. In southern England, they've had weather records there since 1910, about 104 years. And it's the wettest winter since they've kept records for 104 years. Winds up to 150 miles an hour expected from this series of storms, which will start hitting there today. The drought continues in California and so forth. Plenty to look at there at standayo.com. I'm hoping that Ann Morrison will call in this morning. I don't have any notice yet that she has. And if she does, she'll be with us.
I'm here.
Okay. My engineer didn't let me know you were there, Ann. Thank you for being with us. These multiple flu viruses continue to do their thing. And, of course, we're right in the middle of flu season, aren't we, Ann?
We're right in the middle. That's right. It started a little bit late this year. And so we don't have good statistics because the reports that are being issued start over January 1st, and so we don't really have the accumulations through 2013. But for the swine flu, for the pneumonic swine flu, it's hitting people in the Middle Ages. That's the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and in fairly good health. Some of them have been vaccinated, some of them have not. And it's a multi-organ failure experience in some cases. In some cases, it's pneumonic. They put the people on ventilators and then they die. They've added kidney dialysis because the people that, you know, they're hoping to keep them alive and
right.
Putting them on a ventilator doesn't. So anyway, this thing is, and then some people have died of multi-organ failure. So we don't know if it's hemorrhagic. It may be hemorrhagic. This is the same flu that in 2009 was first discovered by the Navy in San Diego. You know, the Navy does a really good job making sure that they don't send any sick people out to sea
right.
On a crowded ship. And they encourage their, well, they check the health of all the members of the Navy, and then they also check their families. And, you know, they're pretty smart there. And they discovered this, what is called A, 2009, California. Well, we know that a bioscientist was down in near the Yucatan, and he was working with swine flu, and we don't know that he manipulated it. But he was down there. He was working with swine flu, and then the people that were in that area began to die. And he hightailed it out of there. Haven't heard from him since. So it started in Mexico, but it was diagnosed first in the United States, so that's why it's called California. Anyway, 2009 California. So it did damage, although at that time there were not reports of multi-organ failure. You know, people just got a respiratory flu and they died from that. But it was an epidemic. It became a pandemic, so that means that it was fairly serious.
Right.
It was widespread. And now we have it back, but we're not sure we have the same thing back because Taiwan diagnosed it. It passed their people who had it. Passed through their rapid test, their flu test, and they discovered that these people were dying from H1N1. And so they relabeled it pneumonic H1N1, and that was last January, so that was a year ago, and sent out a notice, a report. But apparently our people over here missed the ball, and so they used the same rapid test here that they'd used the previous year, and according to the Taiwan experience, they didn't catch it either. So they had these people who were coming in with respiratory distress and dying. And finally, some of the local public health people down in Texas around Houston did more testing, and they said, "Oh, this is our old friend H1N1, but it's more serious." So, you know, putting together the fact that it was first discovered on Taiwan, which is just across a strait from China, it's very likely that the Chinese made it more lethal. And it's mostly in North America. It's not seen in Europe or in Asia. So that's the bad one. But I do have a solar alert to give.
Okay, and please, yes.
Yes. There is a sunspot called AR-1967. I don't know where you were in 67, but I was still in high school, John.
1967, I was in Vietnam, my dear.
Oh, my goodness. They do take them young. Anyway, it unleashed an Class M. I remember the classes are B, C, M, X, and then the X2. Uh-oh.
We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 31st day of January. And let's just jump right back in there.
Certainly, John. Okay, so what I want to tell you, I mean, this is very serious. The sunspot activity released a flare, and it was yesterday, and it was an M6.6. Now, you have to remember this is a logarithmic scale, and if you remember that, then you know that it's not equally distanced between 1 and 10. You know, the graduations are bigger at the lower end. So this is, if it were on a linear scale, this would really be more like a 8.5 or something. It's closer to an X than you might think. It's okay. Not halfway between an M1 and an X1.
All right.
in M6.6 occurred at, well, it was 10:17 Central Daylight Time, our time, and I actually saw the UV flash.
Really?
Again, I thought I was having a visual disturbance, and so I didn't, you know, I thought, oh, I better sit down because who knows what's going to happen next. Nothing else happened, and then I picked up this report, and I realized it would happen at the same time this UV flash was emitted. It was accompanied by a UV flash and a very fast-moving coronal mass ejection and hard protons, and they do expect the CME to hit Earth. Now, you wouldn't think that because the sunspot is over on the, well, I would say left side of the sun, but it is at the meridian. And the fact that what you said, that there was a cyclone developing in the North Atlantic, west of Ireland, is that this flash would exacerbate that. And that's probably why it's turning into a cyclone, because we've seen that with other UV flashes, where we've had an intensification. Remember the storm that hit Sardinia?
Right.
Well, that was
right.
Just a run-of-the-mill low-pressure system until there was a UV flash over Europe, well, over a bit, close to longitude zero, and then it developed into that devastating storm. They called it a cyclone, I believe, and that just wiped out Sardinia. Sardinia is just west of Italy, at the tip of Italy.
Right.
So, and I said that I would also expect the winter storm. We have Maximus coming down on us, and it's coming in from the northwest. Now, they haven't included St. Louis County, but I noticed they're talking about a quarter inch of ice down your way,
right,
and north of us. So a quarter inch of ice on our roads pretty much stops the traffic.
Pretty much, yeah, until they get some salt or grit or something down. It does, yes.
Yes. So this flare lasted for 50 minutes. That's almost an hour. And they say that the location of it, although they're attributing it to 1967, they're saying that the location is South 13, East 58. Well, East and West go from 90 to 90, and North and South go from 90 to 90.
Right.
So South 13 is just below the meridian, the horizontal meridian on the sun, and then East 58 is almost halfway to the center of the sun. So it definitely could strike Earth. I agree with them on that. And it had hard protons as well, and I hope that the people on the space station got warning. There are hardened places in the space station that they can go. But all the satellites would have been hit by the hard protons. Protons are not as dangerous to satellites as electrons. Electrons will short out the batteries, and then they have battery drainage problems. So anyway, our atmosphere is loaded with protons from this flare and from a previous flare, and we can expect that when the CME, the coronal mass ejection, hits, it'll break the magnetosphere, and whatever electrons are at the satellite level will pour into the along the magnetic lines of force. And so we should see auroras. We may see them at low latitudes. There might be some interruption of power of the grid. I mean, I'm not saying this is the one, but this is one that we need to watch so that we know what, you know, just minimally can happen. But it could be the one that would wipe out the power grid.
Well, I was just reading this morning a little bit about EMP effects, and just to reiterate what you're saying there, and the top officials in the government are saying it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, either a natural event or a man-made EMP event.
Well, we know that the Carrington event occurred in 1859 during a solar minimum, in that it was, There were a couple of solar cycles that didn't have any flares at all, and then we got that big one. So just the fact that maybe it's like earthquakes. If you have, they say that if the small earthquakes relieve the stress. Now I don't know that I believe that, but That's what they say. And they say, well, if you have a lot of little earthquakes, then you might not get a big one. Well, maybe that's the way it is with the sun. If you have a lot of flares, but they're very big, then maybe that relieves the stress and you don't get the big one. And if you don't have flares, then you might get a big one. But anyway, that was in 1859, so we're talking 125 years ago.
Right, more or less, yes.
And at that time, there was enough current induced in the telegraph lines. At that time, they had telegraph. Some of the instruments burned up. Some of the operators were shocked and were injured. And that was reported in England, not so much in the United States.
Well, there were fires started in some of these telegraph offices. In addition, barbed wire fences started fires out in some of these dry fields also.
Exactly. So there can be enough current induced, and Canada has, they've decided that 100 miles, well, I think it's 100 miles, but they've decided that a certain length of wire, you need to put in some kind of transformer or, what do I want to say?
Insulators.
Something to stop the current. Yeah,
yeah, insulators would do it. It had to be big enough so it wouldn't jump the insulator, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then they have done that, and so they think that they are protected against an EMP, whether natural or man-made. However, the United States, the people who make the decisions, and this is a civilian group, it's not a government group, decided that they weren't going to harden. Well, I don't want to say harden. They weren't going to take that precaution. It would cost too much, yada, yada, yada. I hate it when the people in charge are bean counters. Let's get some engineers up in there or somebody that knows what's going on. We're very vulnerable to an EMP, and especially our nuclear plants. We've had numerous occasions where we've had flares and CMEs come in, and they have created ground currents. The CME will create a ground current as well as a current in an electrical line, and they have burned out their emergency diesel generators that were setting out on the tarmac that were in standby mode. So this is a serious current. It'll burn out ham radios and other television and radio stations. So, if the power goes down, if the cell phones get affected, of course, each cell phone tower is now supposed to be covered by some kind of emergency diesel generator. And what the cell phone operators have decided is they put these emergency diesel generators on trailers and they have them stacked up someplace. And if the cell tower goes out, they'll pull one over there and start it up.
I've seen propane tanks and gen sets next to some of these cell towers, and most of them I don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have them, but they don't store them by the cell tower because in many cases that would be illegal and dangerous.
Well, it'd also be an attractive threat for
well,
being stolen.
Yep.
We got a break. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Station.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 31st of January. I was just, during the break, I was thinking about how my grandson will be graduating from high school in about a year, a little bit more than a year, off to college. We don't know where. He's getting letters from colleges around, universities around the country. I'll be talking to his mother and getting him set up with something similar to what freeze-dried guy has here, the Adult Danger Close 3-Day bug-out bag. There's four MRE meals in there, two Mountain House breakfast pouches, two 16-ounce lunch pouches, two Mountain House 20-ounce dinner pouches, escape and evasion water filter, Sparky fire starter, individual first aid kit. I would supplement that probably with a poncho, a good quality folding knife, multi-tool, probably some water, and a good quality flashlight, those kinds of things. But check out what freeze-dried guy has there. Many of you listening to me have grandchildren who are off to school, college, like I'm talking about here. Other people that are have long commutes and might be a great distance from their home. We had that just this week in Atlanta, where people found themselves a great distance from home and stuck wherever they might be stuck. So check out the details at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. And we got our caller on hold here, regular caller, Ann John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, John. Hi, Ann. John, I've got some disturbing news that I heard about. I was wondering if you could maybe be able to help me. Have you heard reports of snow that will not melt over open flame?
I saw the headline, and I don't know what to make of it. I have not read the story. Did you read the whole story, John?
Well, I actually watched a video of it. The guy filmed himself walking out into his driveway, picking up snow, making a snowball, holding it over a gas flame, and it did not melt, but yet when he put it in water, it did melt. I've also seen a report, read a report of radioactive snowfall in Missouri, and they're calling it Fukushima snow.
Right. That was a local guy, a local for us in St. Louis guy that has been doing a lot of reports, yes.
Put a Geiger counter on it, and it was pegging the meter. So I'm wondering, have you got snow on the ground? Is it something you could go try?
Well, we don't at the moment. Ann, your follow-up?
Well, we're having several sources of radiation around the St. Louis area. Yeah. So I don't know that I suppose that a physicist might be able to tell you it came from Fukushima, but
John,
I don't think that guy with a Geiger counter could.
I have a question for you, John. The gentleman who put together the video about the snow that didn't melt, did he give his name and location and so forth?
Yeah, he was in. I can send a link. But anyway, it was actually not just not melting, John, but it was one where he was holding a flame under it, and it was turning black and smoking as though it had some kind of a polymer in it.
Right.
It was not melting snow.
But he did give his name and give his location.
He's got an actual YouTube video channel, and from the other post on there, he appears to be a Christian man. So, I mean, he's got other posts that are very accurate.
Well, hopefully some samples of this were saved and could be tested by a laboratory someplace and figure out what this is.
He said it wasn't melting in his driveway. It was a dusting, and he noticed it wasn't going away. It looks like snow. It's cold. It feels like snow, but it won't melt over open flame. You just go to YouTube and type in, the way that I got to it was East Coast fake snow event.
Right.
The first one was in Pennsylvania, but this guy was in Ohio, down around Columbus, I believe. And it was pretty odd. We haven't had any snow here at all, although one day last Saturday morning, the sun was out. Not a cloud in the sky in Nashville, and it was raining snow pellets. It actually looked like potassium pellets falling from the sky, covered the interstate, but the sun was out, like a winter sun shower. It wasn't ice, wasn't sleet. It looked like potassium pellets falling. So, I don't know. Check it out and let me know what you think.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, John.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, that's fairly serious, but I'm glad that I'm going to take some of the credit for people having radiation detectors, because I think that we've been broadcasting that for a couple of years now. People need to have radiation detectors, and they need to take measurements and get aware of what's going on around them, and people are doing that, John.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I typed in the link. The link here, and there is a video. Obviously, I'm not going to play it now while we're live on the air, but it may be a real deal. It would be pretty phenomenal if it was, or it might be somebody's fantasy. I guess we'll find out.
It was reported in the national news.
Really?
Well, yeah, I just saw a little. It wasn't an hour-long presentation. You know, it was like a 15-second. Oh, by the way. There's a plastic snow in North Carolina or something to that effect.
Well, that's strange to say the least. Well, we are kind of touching on the Fukushima radiation event here right at the edge of it. Any updates on that, Ann?
Well, yeah, a couple of them. There is a, excuse me, the we have a report here from Washington, D.C., and he's a civil engineer, professional engineer, from Polytech Worcester, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts, and he says the Fukushima nuclear accident dispersed airborne dust that are contaminated with radioactive particles. And we've said that. When inhaled or ingested, these particles can have negative effects on human health. You know, that's true, but I would prefer to say something to the effect that they can kill you. I mean,
right.
Negative effects on human health, or kill you, or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, they did some soil sampling. Now, this is just topsoil sampling. So they went out, they collected some topsoil. And I used to work in the laboratory out at in St. Charles where I worked, and they would do soil sampling out there, so I'm very familiar with what he was doing, except that they didn't seem to geocode the data, which is unusual, and I don't know what laboratory they used. You know. But anyway, they said what they did was they did it along the West Coast, so they did it along the coast of Washington, Oregon, and California, and specifically the outskirts of Portland, Oregon. And they have actual results here, contained up to 8 nanocuries per kilogram of radio cesium. I'm assuming he's talking about cesium-137, cesium-134. And then they have results here for Sacramento, Oakland, California, Alameda, California, San Diego, California, and Sonoma, California, which is up in the foothills. And what he's saying is that the Cascades, now the Cascades are the part of the Rocky Mountains that are in the, well, they're in the central part of Washington and Oregon, probably in the west central part. And the winds would come across, and of course the Cascades are fairly high. They're over 10,000 feet high, and so dust, you know, the winds would slow down, and what happens when a fluid slows down is that it drops its load.
Right.
And so he's thinking that the Cascades and the Rocky Mountains stop the dust from coming into the interior, I'll say on the east side of those mountains.
Right.
But the people on the west side of the mountains, you know, the Continental Divide, they may be exposed. And, of course, it'll work its way. If it's in the soil, it'll work its way. Radioactive, you have to think of active, the active part of radioactive. These
right.
radioactive particles are active chemically, and they will attach to things. They will attach to things that you wouldn't believe because they're active. You know, they're chemically active. It's like you almost never see, well, I don't want to go into an explanation of chemistry this morning. But in any case, so he says that, yes, there is from Fukushima, there are...
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. and like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 31st of January. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you find energy cleaner for sale. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free with more mental energy and physical energy, ready to go get them. No matter what we're facing, having more energy is certainly a good thing. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543, the energy cleaner. We have on hold our friend Ann Morrison, and Ann, we got a regular caller here, Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Economics and the sun today real quick. First of all, I've been watching the markets overnight. Japanese, German, French, and British markets all closed down notably, like German at 1.5%, British 1.1% almost. Mm. And this morning the Dow futures are off by over 100 points, which translates to an opening of about 150 points down, they're predicting. So they're going to be another bad day on the markets.
It sounds like it.
Yeah,
okay.
We see that eventually this is going to lead to a meltdown of the whole, you know, monetary system. I kind of agree with where Dr. Deagle says this is all going. But anyway, won't go into any more details on that. About the sun, as Ann was talking before, I was reminded of the seals, trumpets, and bowls judgments in Revelation, where what always interested me, there are some people who say that, you know, Christ is just another solar deity, but all you have to do is point to Revelation, where when you get to the bowl judgments, an angel flies from the throne of Christ and to the Son and pours out a bowl of God's wrath on the Son, which causes all kinds of interesting things. So we certainly know, even from the Bible, we have yet to see a lot of very damaging effects from the sun, you know, and then God actually uses the sun as a means of pouring out his judgment on a sinful earth. So, yeah, this is going to rise to a crescendo. But that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Glenn. We appreciate the call. Another caller. This will be our last caller. Rose off the grid. Good morning, Rose.
Hello,
Rose.
Hi there. Good morning. Thanks for allowing me to ask a question. Well, I have two questions. I have been very concerned about these chemtrails, because my husband, a few weeks ago, we were driving and we could see these chemtrails, the ones that don't dissipate. The reason we were able to see it was because of the moon, you know. It was a large moon, and we could see the chemtrails in the nighttime. And there is a company that they call it Evergreen, and somebody has seen in the airport and the vicinity where we live. And somebody made that comment to a friend of ours that's one of these companies that does these chemtrails. And my question is this: what are we going to do as a nation against, you know, all this pollution that is being thrown out at us? It's just awful. And then, you know, what are we going to do too if this thing Fukushima? Why don't we put pressure on these people, you know, Senate and the House, you know, to do something? How can they protect, you know, our ocean in this area? You know, it's just something ridiculous, you know, that we're just going to be relying on Japan when their own government is telling their people that they cannot even speak about Fukushima.
Right. It's a complex matter, yes.
Yeah, I personally believe there is weather manipulation. I have my question marks about Fukushima, because before Fukushima happened, do research who were the people that was doing the security. They left a few days before that event, you know, and I heard this, you know, and it just worries me, you know. What are we going to do, we the people? You know, are we just going to stay just hearing and hearing, or what? Why don't we...
Okay, I can answer part of that. In California, some of the cities have formed study groups, and they're going to be watching the radiation. But the latest news is that the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors has actually sent a letter to President Obama calling for international assistance to address the continuing Fukushima crises. And I think he wrote it very well. Deteriorating conditions at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex clearly constitute an international crisis of epic proportions that requires the highest level of international scientific and technological assistance in an effort to minimize continuing damage to international health and safety. We therefore call upon you to issue an executive order directing all appropriate federal agencies to assist in leading an international effort to avert what appears to be a looming catastrophe of unprecedented dimensions. And so there, you know, I was very unhappy that the federal government didn't get involved in this radioactive trash that's coming across the ocean to the West Coast. And so, you know, people are starting to get together in their government in their local governments and calling upon the federal government to get involved.
Well, maybe that'll have some effect and do some good. Rose, thank you for the call. And got about 2 minutes here to wrap up our conversation for the day.
Well, we spend a lot of time talking about radiation, and people can get a radiation detector, and people are doing that, and I applaud them. McClure High School, you know, that's where that the alumni were doing the reporting on the number of deaths and illnesses that had occurred among the people that were close to the radioactive dump. And there was a big fight at McClure High School. I mean, there was a big fight. And you know how it is up here in this area. It just that's what I expected, because what's going to happen is when they publish this data, the property values go down.
Right, and people will be moving out, getting out of Dodge, and pulling their kids out of that school and leaving, won't they?
Yeah, you know, it's like when you can't see something, you don't worry about it. You know, mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to go to the doctors because they don't want to have to think that they have cancer or anything else. Okay, just thought I'd throw that in. So we've been talking about radiation. People can do that, and certainly this plastic snow, we've got to get more confirmation on that. And why it's over the East Coast, I don't know. Maybe it is chemtrails. The flu is peaking, we hope, and we hope it's at its highest. And then it will slowly, hopefully, become fewer cases over the next month and a half until in April people will no longer be dying from the H1N1. But if it becomes pandemic, it could go all year round. So I'm just kind of holding my breath on the H1N1. The H7N9, they think they're starting to see clusters. Now, what happens with clusters is that means that it's spreading person to person.
Right.
The MERS coronavirus, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, they think now that it is being passed by medical personnel that are taking care of these patients.
Really?
And they have, generally what they have to do is they have to look at the stool in order to find the virus load. And they think that, and they say that there are people now who are carrying the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, but they don't show any symptoms. And that means we could have like a typhoid Mary.
Right.
These medical people, they go home. Potentially they could infect their families. And, of course, we know that we have clusters in the MERS coronavirus because the last report that I read was 36, and that's at a 1-to-1.
And we're out of time. We'll do some radio later today with Dr. Deagle.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend. And God bless America.